The Little Red Hen. This is the story of the Little Red Hen. She lives on a pretty farm. She is very clean and tidy. She works hard all day. She has got three friends. They are the Lazy Dog, the Sleepy Cat, and the Noisy Duck. The Lazy Dog likes lying in the sun. The Sleepy Cat likes sleeping under the tree. The Noisy Duck likes swimming in the pond. He makes a lot of noise. These three friends are different from the Little Red Hen. They don't like working. One day, the Little Red Hen finds some seeds of wheat in the garden. She has got an idea. She thinks, "I can grow wheat with these seeds and make bread with the wheat." She goes to her friends and asks, "Will you help me plant the seeds of wheat?"
"Not I, not I," barks the Lazy Dog. "I can't help you because I'm dancing."
"Not I, not I," purrs the Sleepy Cat. "I can't help you because I'm dancing."
"Not I, not I,"
quacks the Noisy Duck.
"I can't help you because I'm dancing."
"Then I can do it myself," says the Little Red Hen.
No one helps the Little Red Hen, so she does it all alone. The Little Red Hen digs the soil and plants the seeds of wheat by herself. She takes some water from the well and goes to her friends. She asks,
"Will you help me water the seeds?"
"Not I, not I," barks the Lazy Dog. "I can't help you because I'm picking flowers."
"Not I, not I," purrs the Sleepy Cat. "I can't help you because I'm picking flowers."
"Not I, not I,"
quacks the Noisy Duck.
"I can't help you because I'm picking flowers."
"Then I can do it myself,"
says the Little Red Hen. No one helps the Little Red Hen, so she does it all alone. The Little Red Hen waters the seeds by herself. Then she waits for the wheat to grow. After a short time, the wheat grows tall and strong. The Little Red Hen takes a basket and a big pair of scissors. She goes to her friends and asks,
"Will you help me cut the wheat?"
"Not I, not I," barks the Lazy Dog. "I can't help you because I'm skipping rope."
"Not I, not I," purrs the Sleepy Cat. "I can't help you because I'm skipping rope."
"Not I, not I,"
quacks the Noisy Duck.
"I can't help you because I'm skipping rope."
"Then I can do it myself," says the Little Red Hen.
No one helps the Little Red Hen, so she does it all alone. The Little Red Hen cuts the wheat and puts it in her basket. Now her basket is full of wheat. She shows the basket to her friends and asks,
"Will you help me take the wheat to the mill?"
"Not I, not I," barks the Lazy Dog. "I can't help you because I'm playing volleyball."
"Not I, not I," purrs the Sleepy Cat. "I can't help you because I'm playing volleyball."
"Not I, not I," quacks the Noisy Duck. "I can't help you because I'm playing volleyball."
"Then I can do it myself," says the Little Red Hen.
She takes the wheat to the mill by herself. Then she comes back to the farm with a big bag of flour. The Little Red Hen puts the flour in a big bowl. She goes to her friends and asks,
"Will you help me make the flour into dough?"
"Not I, not I," barks the Lazy Dog. "I can't help you because I'm listening to music."
Not I, not I, purrs the sleepy cat. I can't help you because I'm listening to music.
Not I, not I,
quacks a noisy duck.
I can't help you because I'm listening to music.
Then I can do it myself, says the little red hen. She goes to her little kitchen and makes the flour into dough by herself.
The little red hen kneads the dough and goes to her friends. She asks,
"Will you help me bake the dough?"
"Not I, not I," barks the lazy dog. "I can't help you because I'm lying in the sun."
"Not I, not I," purrs the sleepy cat. "I can't help you because I'm sleeping under the tree."
"Not I, not I,"
quacks the noisy duck.
"I can't help you because I'm swimming in the pond."
"Then I can do it myself," says the little red hen. She puts the dough into the oven and bakes it. After a short time, the smell of fresh bread fills the kitchen. The lazy dog, the sleepy cat, and the noisy duck go near the oven.
The little red hen takes the bread out of the oven. She shows it to her friends and asks, "Will you help me eat the bread?"
"Yes, I, of course," barks the lazy dog. "I'm very hungry."
"Yes, I, of course," purrs the sleepy cat. "This bread is hot and fresh."
"Yes, I, of course,"
quacks the noisy duck.
"Let's eat this yummy bread."
"No, you can't," says the little red hen to her friends. "I plant the seeds, I water the soil, I cut the wheat, I take it to the mill, I carry the flour to the farm, I make it into dough, I bake it, I do everything all alone. You don't help me, and you can't eat it now."
"I'm sorry, I can help you next time,"
barks the lazy dog.
"I'm sorry, I can help you next time," purrs the sleepy cat.
"I'm sorry, I can help you next time," quacks the noisy duck.
The little red hen and her friends get up early next morning. The lazy dog plants the seeds and waters them. After a short time, the wheat grows. The sleepy cat cuts the wheat and takes it to the mill. The noisy duck carries the bag of flour and makes it into dough. The little red hen bakes the dough. All the animals learn to share the work. They are happy because they enjoy the delicious bread together.